You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you. I love dildos and butt plugs too. I'd sit on a bowling pin if a straight guy told me to. Ooh. No lube, baby, no lube.
No lube?
Just give me a little spit.
Oh,
on
yeah.
A hole. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Ooh!
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. Production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and it is Tuesday evening, and this is Hierarchy Podcast number 92, if you're keeping track. So anyway, I hope you're doing well. A couple of things really quickly about the site. The store is about done. I mean the first initial products are ready to launch pretty much, and so I think this collection is a solid start on that. My whole point of the merchandise is I want to have something that's very alpha fag specific, so that way, and hierarchy specific, so that the people who wear it are identifiable to other people who know of it. So that way, when you're out and about, you can advertise, you know, your alpha hood, or you can advertise your fag hood. So that's basically the whole point of the line. So anyway, I'm pretty excited about it. The site looks pretty fantastic. Just wait till you see it. So that's all I've got on that. Before I get started on what I really wanted to talk about, I just want to say this. It came across my desk, shall we say, my virtual desk online. An alpha contacted me about some faggots that were on Twitter talking about how hot the insurrectionist terrorists who attacked the Capitol of the United States last week, that they thought they were hot and that they would love to serve them, and how alpha they are. Let me just unequivocally say this. There is nothing alpha about anybody who follows Donald Trump and his and the Republican Party down this path of treason and sedition. Okay? There's nothing alpha about it. It's the work of cowards. Donald Trump is a coward, and so are his followers. They all should be probably drowned in the ocean, okay, or hung from a tree, or beheaded. This is what we used to do to people like that. And the idea that these fucking stupid faggots are on Twitter talking about how hot they are. Put your perversions away for a few minutes, okay? And think about what's right and wrong. These people attacked the United States. Essentially, it was a 9/11 on the Capitol. There's no difference between Donald Trump and his goons that follow him, his Trump-tards. There's no difference between them and the Al-Qaeda people who flew airplanes into buildings against the United States. There's no difference. Except these people are supposedly American citizens doing this. And they attacked the United States Capitol. They beat a police officer with an American flag. Five people died. Another officer was blinded. I'm so furious about it that I can't really even speak, okay? You are wanting to worship people like that? You're fucking gross. You're disgusting. I really honestly hope that, I mean, obviously, these are faggots that are at home alone, whacking off, and having these dirty little fantasies, and they don't have a master that owns them or cares about them, and they never will. But I hope that you come across an alpha like one of these guys, and I hope they beat the fuck out of you. How's that? Anybody that's involved or supporting sedition against the United States of America should be tried and punished with the most severity, okay? That's all I have to say about that, all right? Ooh. I met an alpha male. He's in New York, okay? And first and foremost, any faggots that are living in New York, you want to contact me. My email is fagsworshipalphas@gmail.com. I'm going to be posting some more information about this alpha. You're absolutely going to hear more about this alpha because I ended up in a two-hour conversation with this alpha. And it was one of the most profound, sustained conversations I think I've ever had with an alpha male about alphahood. Now, he originally contacted me because he wants me to find him a really good faggot to add to his stable of faggots. He's 48 years old, but he's extraordinarily powerful as a man. He has tons of experience using alphas or faggots, and he has some of the most. I literally was just almost shaking talking to him because I'm a faggot, okay, but like I don't rattle very easily anymore. I've had all that fucked out of me already, okay? But I was quivering, let's put it that way. I had a wide on, all right, talking to this alpha male about alphahood. And he made this point repeatedly in the conversation that I want to pass along to you. You're going to hear more of this for sure. But he was describing what he was looking for, the kind of faggot that he wanted me to find for him, okay? He talked again and again about a faggot being the perfect utility, essentially, that what he expects out of his faggots, and I'm going to kind of describe this as best as I can. Sir did it much better than I could. But the way he described his ideal faggot, the faggot that he wants to find, is a faggot that understands its purpose completely and is willing to totally submit to him and to serve with joy and gratitude, okay? And he wants a faggot that, let's say, if him and his friends are together watching a football game or something, and they all have their faggots there, and he has his faggot there, his ideal faggot would be one that would be kneeling there or standing there and tending to him and his friends quietly and not paying attention to the conversation, not being obtrusive, not even listening to the conversation or acknowledging the conversation. And that the faggot understands that its function is to serve completely, quietly, respectfully, and with gratitude. Now, you know, he looks at a faggot as a, you know, like a Swiss Army knife. A man might look at a Swiss Army knife as a useful utility thing that he keeps nearby so that he can always have it whenever he needs something, right? Well, this is how this alpha deals with faggots. They serve as his slave. Sexually, he expects them to be ready to be fucked at any time or suck his cock or be throat fucked or whatever he wants at that moment. He expects faggots to be ready to service his feet. He likes his feet to be thoroughly serviced by his faggots all the time. You know, pedicures and things of that sort. You know, using the faggot, using its mouth to help manicure his feet, etc. He expects his faggots to be urinal faggots. So whenever he needs to piss, he expects his faggots to drink his piss down completely, okay? He expects his faggots to simply be there at all times and to basically surrender their autonomy to him and serve him completely. And I had never heard an alpha like really seriously codify it in those terms. You know, for me it was always just a kind of an instinct that I had, and I was fortunate throughout my career as a faggot that I got with some very kind alphas who were patient with me and taught me how to successfully serve men. And I see a lot of those alphas that I have served in Masters Nick and Jin and Matt. But this is like another level, okay? I mean, Master Nick owns 4 faggots, you know, live-in faggots, and they serve him completely, right? But Master Nick doesn't push the envelope that much. I mean, he just expects his faggots to serve him, you know. And but this alpha really honestly wants his faggot to essentially be drained of their personalities and to be just simply an empty vessel of service. And it was just masterful to listen to him talk. This alpha is kind of got a group of alphas in New York, and they all own faggots. They're all straight alphas, okay? And they basically form a fraternity in New York of alphas that share faggots. You know, faggots are essentially property that they trade. You know, and I've talked about this on the website. This really exists. Or there's groups of alphas. I know California Alpha's got this kind of thing going in California. There's one in Texas, this in New York. So you got these fraternities of alphas, basically, that own faggots. They fuck women, whatever. They do whatever they want. And the faggots are basically property that serve, you know, completely. This is not fantasy. See, this is the thing that people are always accusing me of, writing fantasy and erotic crap, you know, out of my imagination. No, this is really happening right now, even as I talk to you, okay? And faggots can be a part of it. You can experience this if you have the correct mindset, if you are willing to submit to men like this. You can experience this, being a man's property, serving him completely. So, this alpha wants me to find him a really good faggot. I mean, somebody obviously relatively close, you know, on the East Coast of the United States, somewhere near New York. And he wants a faggot that is willing to go to the nth degree to fully submit to him and in every single way. No attitude, no, these are my fetishes, can you accommodate? No, you're there to serve. And really, that should be every faggot's target, you know. But a lot of alphas don't require it. This alpha does. And see, this is where, you know, as faggots, we have to be willing to bend and yield, right, to accommodate whatever the alpha that we're serving, whatever they want, should be our main concern, right? So in this case, he wants you to be his piece of property that he uses to accomplish his goals. And there's no question about it, you know. It was one of the great, great conversations of my entire life, I think, with an alpha, talking about hierarchy. And it's also one of the greatest regrets of my life that I did not turn on a recorder and record it. I told him, after the first hour, I told him, I said, I really wish I would have recorded this. He might be coming on the podcast. I really, really hope he does. You will be blown away by this alpha if he comes on the podcast. I know that I could talk to him for days on end. and I've only touched on just the very surface of our conversation. So I, if this is you and you think that you could serve this alpha the way he expects, please get in touch with me, because I'm going to start looking, you know, for a faggot for him. I really don't like doing this kind of matchmaking thing anymore, because I always get in trouble, and I got enough trouble in my life, but this alpha is the exception. I will do that for him for sure. So if you are a faggot that could match up, please get in touch with me, all right? Like I said, this is podcast number 92. I just tonight had a really fantastic interview with Alpha God Alex. And he's on Twitter. He's a big FinDom alpha, and truly understands hierarchy. And it was an incredible conversation that I will be getting out in the next 2 days. So look for that as well, and look for the opening of that store. It's gonna be a big deal, I think. So anyway, well, that's about all I've got for today. I just wanted to touch base with you guys. So I hope you're staying safe. I hope that your 2021 is going to be full of dreams come true. So anyway, I will let you go, okay? Take care. I love you.